One more area which is very frustrating, something I'm sure we've all experienced, days when everything goes wrong. If there's anyone here who hasn't experienced a day when everything seems to go wrong, raise your hand. Okay, this is a common experience, right? Sometimes it's called getting up on the wrong side of the tatami mat. Whatever, wrong side of the futon, wrong side of the bed. Just from when you get up in the morning onward, everything seems to go wrong. You know, it's just, oh, one of those days. You know. Maybe it's Ashtami. Even Ashtami has too bad a rep. Ashtami is problematic, mostly, at least in the monastery, for communications between people. Everything is like there's static in the air. Like your reception isn't good. Somebody says something and you hear something else or you misunderstand it. Communications between people tend to get complicated, misunderstood, and hard feelings arise and so forth. It's not a good day for teaching, for example, holding classes. That's why in the traditional Hindu study system, you don't go to school on Ashtami. So anyway, these kinds of days do happen. And when the day is over, instead of taking the two steps forward that you thought you were going to take, you've taken one step backwards. You know, things went so poorly, it would have been better if you hadn't done anything. You know, it's like the data got erased. Now you have to spend tomorrow recreating it. You know, whereas if you hadn't done it, you still have your data. But what you did, erase the data, and therefore you have to spend one whole extra day just to catch up to where you were before you started that day. So it's definitely an excuse to feel, you know, I'm frustrated and discontent because not enough is getting accomplished, right? Another reason for feeling frustrated. Not enough got accomplished. So this can be very discouraging if we get ourselves into that state of mind. The basic problem is we're refusing to recognize that days like this happen now and then. They just happen. And we can't prevent them from happening. It's like we don't complain when everything goes super well and we get twice as much done as we expect, right? Somehow that's okay. You know, we can get twice as much done and everything can go better than ever expected. But if the opposite happens, it's like bad karma. You know, it's not supposed to. So having a realistic expectation that things like that happen is the first key to not getting totally frustrated by it. A nice approach, if you're able in the midst of something like that, is to step back. Sometimes our tendency is the opposite. You know what? We're like the charging ram or the goat, you know, butting our head against something. We want to push forward at all costs. Things get even worse and we push forward with more willpower. Somehow this exertion of willpower is going to solve our problem. If we only just keep trying and trying and trying, everything will work and we'll figure it out and so forth. But that can be very externalizing. Pushing like that. You know, we get ourselves out into external consciousness if we're not careful. So the opposite can be more helpful if we're in a situation where we can do it, is to step back and step away from it. Go do something else. You know, take a short walk. You know, eat lunch early. You know, something to step back from it and avoid this tendency to just push and push and externalize ourselves. And then come back to it. You may come back to it in a more intuitive flow. Things may work better. Just because you step back, you've internalized your awareness enough so that you're approaching it from a different state of mind. And sometimes, if there's a problem you can't solve, you just sit down and the solution is immediately in your mind from your sub-superconscious. You let the external tension go enough to go inside. And the inner comes out and you sit down and you say, oh, I see. And you immediately solve something that you couldn't solve for hours and hours just by stepping back from it. So that's a very helpful approach that Gurudeva teaches emerging with Shiva for bringing through the sub-superconscious mind, is we need to relax and let the tension go. Another approach to this kind of situation, particularly if others are involved, it's a group effort, is to see if there's some knowledge lacking. Maybe we don't know enough about this computer program, or somebody doesn't know enough about it. Maybe we don't understand a certain piece of machinery, or one of the people on the team doesn't understand enough about this piece of equipment. So therefore, we haven't used it in an efficient way because we're lacking in knowledge. So quite often that can be what's causing everything to go wrong. Either we or someone else doesn't understand something. So of course, when in the sense of everything going wrong, we usually don't think about things like that. But if we can step back and ask that question, does somebody lack understanding? Do they need training in something? What kind of training is needed here? Do we need to pull out a book? Do we need an instructor to come in? Do I need to teach somebody something? You know, to step back in the midst of that kind of frustration and ask that question, and if you come up with an answer and then implement it, yes, we need training in this, this, and this. Person isn't trained, or I'm not trained, and go through that training, we can prevent this all from happening again. So it's a very good approach to working through a situation of frustration. So those are just a few thoughts. This is a topic under development. It's like a website that says under construction. So that's all I have for this morning.